When Will There Be Good News? By Kate Atkinson. Narrated by Stephen Crossley.
We never know we go. When we are going, we jest and shut the door. Fate, following behind us, bolts it, and we accost no more. Emily Dickinson. 1. In the past. Harvest. The heat rising up from the tarmac seemed to get trapped between the thick hedges that towered above their heads like battlements. Oppressive, their mother said. They felt trapped too.
Like the maze at Hampton Court, their mother said. Remember?
Yes, Jessica said.
No,
Joanna said. You were just a baby, their mother said to Joanna. Like Joseph is now. Jessica was 8. Joanna was 6. The little road, they always called it the lane, snaked one way and then another, so that you couldn't see anything ahead of you. They had to keep the dog on the lead and stay close to the hedges in case a car came out of nowhere. Jessica was the eldest, so she was the one who always got to hold the dog's lead. She spent a lot of her time training the dog.
Heel!
And sit! And come! Their mother said she wished Jessica was as obedient as the dog. Jessica was always the one who was in charge. Their mother said to Joanna,
It's all right to have a mind of your own, you know. You should stick up for yourself, think for yourself.
But Joanna didn't want to think for herself. The bus dropped them on the big road and then carried on to somewhere else. It was a palaver getting them all off the bus. Their mother held Joseph under one arm like a parcel, and with her other hand she struggled to open out his new fang.